Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Utah's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Suspect in court after fatal shooting in southwest Wichita. We have the story.
Two teens injured in a shooting in northeast Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Another U.S. boat strike in international waters. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
President Trump says Hamas must disarm or be wiped out.
If Hamas does not disarm in a very short period of time, President Trump says there will be hell to pay.
And we don't want that. We're not looking for that. But they have to disarm within a fairly short period of time.
President Trump made that warning alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago. The president is also warning Iran against restarting its nuclear weapons program.
You know, consequences will be very powerful, maybe more powerful than the last time.
President Trump says he is open to talks with Iran over its weapons and nuclear programs. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man accused of shooting and killing a teenager in southwest Wichita last week appeared in Sedgwick County District Court yesterday. 18-year-old Elijah Sinova was charged with unintentional but reckless second-degree murder in the death of 18-year-old Blaze Arrington. Police say the shooting took place on December 23rd in the 3600 block of South Eisenhower Court in the basement of a home. And that Arrington died in a hospital on Saturday.
Police are investigating after two teens were shot in northeast Wichita.
It happened shortly after midnight Monday morning at the Landing at Woodlawn Tower Apartments near 21st and Woodlawn. Two boys, ages 16 and 17, were hospitalized with critical but non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they're investigating what led up to the shooting. Anyone with information is urged to call police at 316-268-4407, or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police investigated at least three shootings over the Christmas weekend in Wichita. One man was killed in those events. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
I just want to keep reminding one another how fragile life is, and that if you have the opportunity to mentor a young person, think about doing that in the new year. We need more mentors in our school system. We need more mentors in our communities. We need to wrap around these young people that need guidance.
Who commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The latest U.S. boat strike in international water ordered by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth is reported by military officials.
The U.S. Southern Command, in a post on X, shared details of what it called a lethal kinetic strike, the term meaning direct use of artillery to destroy a target. As part of Operation Southern Spear, the vessel, according to intelligence received, was identified and spotted traveling along a known Eastern Pacific narco-terrorism route. According to Southern Command, two men were killed in the strike. No military personnel were hurt. According to the Trump administration, this strike is the 30th such action in Caribbean and Eastern Pacific waters, killing more than 100 people. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Monday Night Football last night, we did have a rookie out of KU that was involved in that game, so we'll have some highlights. Talk about that coming up in sports.
National Guard deployment in New Orleans begins today. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock, and a chilly 16 degrees. A National Guard deployment in New Orleans, authorized by President Trump, will begin today as part of a heavy security presence for New Year's celebrations, a year after a terror attack on revelers on Bourbon Street killed 14 people. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry requested troops to be sent to the city to support local law enforcement during year-end events and remain there through at least February.
A man from Texas is charged with trying to give support to a foreign terrorist organization.
On Monday, December 22nd, 21-year-old John Garza Jr. of Midlothian, Texas, thought he was meeting with an ISIS brother, who turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. Garza had been tracked since mid-October when the New York City Police Department noticed a social media account following pro-ISIS accounts. It was Garza's. And over the next 2 months, he sent an undercover NYPD officer ISIS media releases and cryptocurrency Garza believed was supporting ISIS, including the purchase of weapons. Garza then announced a plan to buy bomb-making materials and gave those to the FBI agent during last week's meeting, while also offering to send the agent a bomb-building video. He now faces a federal charge of international terrorism. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A judge has halted a Georgia execution.
The judge says a conflict of interest claim involving two members of the state parole board, which rules on clemency requests, must be addressed before 52-year-old Stacey Humphreys can be put to death. He was convicted of murder and other crimes in the 2003 shooting deaths of two women at a Cobb County, Georgia real estate office. One of the parole board members once worked with victims in the case. The other was the sheriff, who oversaw security for the trial. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The new year is coming, so are some new rules and laws about firearms, especially in states where gun control is on the agenda.
Illinois' new law coming on the books on January 1st is one that could seriously impact families. The Illinois Safe Gun Storage Act requires firearms in the home be locked up when minors, even older teens, are present in the home unless the owner of the firearm is carrying it on their person, again within their home. While its supporters, like Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who signed it, say it will increase safety for children, the law's detractors say it leaves open the possibility that a minor or even an at-risk adult who enters the home could make the gun-possessing homeowner non-compliant without even knowing. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Nearly two dozen locations are set up in and around Wichita so that you can turn your Christmas tree into free mulch and help reduce waste. From now until January 23rd, you can take your tree to any location listed in the news story on our webpage, knssradio.com. You can also call 316-660-7200-7200 or visit SedgwickCounty.org. KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Conditions in traffic in Wichita right now. Well, those traffic volumes getting fairly heavy out there. Not seeing it slow down too much, but still some very heavy traffic volumes. And you do have a stalled out vehicle. Watch for a slowdown. This is eastbound on K96 right around Rock Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you on this last Tuesday here in 2025. And boy, it's going to be another mild day today for us here. This month of December's had a lot of mild weather. Of course, it's going to be a lot warmer than what we had yesterday. And maybe more importantly, we won't have all the Kansas wind to deal with. And we're headed for a high today of 52 degrees with sunshine. We'll have light winds from the southwest, and that's one of the key components here in helping us warm up today is that southwesterly wind. The low tonight, 26, back up to 55 tomorrow. It's going to be mostly sunny through the afternoon on Wednesday. And then more clouds beginning to show up on New Year's Day, but no need to worry about any kind of rain or snow to complicate travel conditions across the area. It's going to stay dry. New Year's Day's high about 50 degrees. And, of course, if you're going to be out and about on New Year's Eve, we're looking at an 11 o'clock temperature at 40, by midnight 38. Fortunately, if you're out and about on New Year's Eve, there's not going to be hardly any wind at all, so that will make it a little bit more tolerable to be out and about. I wanted to look and see, you know, since we haven't had any measurable snow yet, what the latest first 1 inch of snow, and actually that record goes clear into March, so we aren't threatening that record by any means at all. And looking out and about, trying to find our next chance for any sign of precipitation, starting to see some signs of maybe January 8th, potentially a system coming in from California. But between now and then, there still isn't anything on the horizon as far as rain or snow is concerned. Right now in Wichita, a clear sky and 16 degrees. Luckily, we don't have any wind this morning, so wind chill is not a big deal. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
I'm catching News 12 out of the corner of my eye. CBS is showing video of Minnesota this morning, someplace I don't want to be.
Wow. Yeah, one of the places that had a white Christmas this year. They're adding to their snowpack again today and, well, the next couple of days, it looks like.
All right. Hey, Ross, what year was it where it didn't snow till March?
Looks like 2015, 2016. I got a first 1 inch of snow March 27th.
Woo!
So, yeah, that first 1 inch of snow can come quite late, in the winter season. I don't know if that's going to be the case this year, but it always kind of feels weird getting into January. It's like, where's the snow? Where's the snow? Well, there's still plenty of winter to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can wait. I can wait.
I promised to come shovel for you.
Oh, we don't need that. We don't even have to shovel here. We have people who do that for us.
Oh, yeah. Is that how it works?
Yeah. All right. Hey, Russ, thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. That's the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Well, and plus, you know, here it snows, and then 2 days later it's 50.
The snow melts.
It's not like if you live in Buffalo or Syracuse.
This will be the winter of 71 again.
Oh, well.
No home.
I know.
Okay, today is December 30th, and it was on this date in 1853, James Gadsden, the U.S. Minister to Mexico, and General Antonio López de Santa Anna, President of Mexico, signed the Gadsden Purchase in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Treaty settled the dispute over the location of the Mexican border west of El Paso, Texas, and established the final boundaries of the southern U.S. And for the price of $15 million, later reduced to $10 million, the United States acquired approximately 30,000 square miles of land in what is now southern New Mexico and Arizona.
Yeah.
Land good for sand, rattlesnakes, and Gila monsters.
And retirees.
And that's it. Yeah. LeBron James today having a birthday. He is 40. Seems like I've been talking about
40?
The guy. Yeah, I've been talking about the guy in news for 15 years or more.
I know. It's I thought he was older than that.
That's what it says
40.
Here. Nicknamed King James, he is the NBA's all-time leading scorer.
Yeah.
He's won 4 NBA championships from 10 NBA finals appearances. LeBron James turning 40. Yeah, I would thought he'd be a little older than that. All right, see here what I got going on. I'd like to, first of all, big thanks to Ned, your brother, for bringing in that excellent snack tray yesterday.
Yeah, the meat and cheese tray yesterday.
Yeah, I devoured about half of it, I think.
I certainly snacked on it throughout the
day. Yeah, that was delicious. Thank you. Thank you, Ned. And then our coworker, David Turner, and his wife, whom I call Babs. I've always called her Babs. I don't know her real name. I've forgotten it, but she brought in some delicious cookies.
Yeah, every
year
they bring in some sugar cookies.
Yeah. Oh.
Delight everyone with those.
That's right.
There's still a couple of those still out there in the kitchen area.
And you know what? We're going to have a big party. We're bringing a party in today because KNSS Evening News reporter Dan O'Neill's retiring.
Wednesday, tomorrow, and we're going to have a little celebration for him this afternoon.
Very nice.
Got a lot going on here. Got balloons all over the place, decorations.
How long has Dan been here at KNSS?
Good question. I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Okay.
I can't remember, but it's been – how long have we been in this building?
15. Well, we've been in this building 10 years.
Well, he was with us when we came over
here,
right?
So okay. It's been longer than 10 years.
And, yeah. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning. 7:16 now with Steve and Ted in the morning, and time for sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we do have pro football to talk about. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight from 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Chiefs get ready to wrap up the season with a game on the road in Las Vegas against the Raiders on Sunday afternoon. A couple of notes for the Chiefs. Head coach Andy Reid says that he is coming back to coach the Chiefs next year. So he's going to stay on the job. Tight end Travis Kelce is supposedly considering whether or not he'll come back or retire. He is going to play on Sunday in Vegas. So Travis Kelce will be on the field Sunday afternoons. A lot of things to talk about on the Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. Last night on KFH, we had Monday Night Football. The Atlanta Falcons, who are already eliminated, hosting the playoff-bound Los Angeles Rams. And the Falcons played very well last night. And they got some nice contributions from a rookie out of KU, former Jayhawk Kobe Bryant, playing at defensive back corner for the Falcons last night. Got some action on defense and special teams, and you heard it on KFH.
Corum the back, under center, 31 of the Rams, second and four, handoff Corum over the left tackle, and he was stoned by Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant makes the play. It's a gain of about a yard. And he is a rookie free agent out of Kansas. They get to the 32 of the Rams, and now it'll be third and three. I just like saying that name, Kobe. I called his games forever. And
should we call him the Black Falcon?
No, I didn't call him.
No, I'm saying, should we call this Kobe?
We could.
Black Falcon? No, I don't know. This seems fitting.
You're the best. You love basketball, don't you?
I do love basketball.
I know you do.
Well, it's nice. The former Jayhawk, Kobe Bryant, getting in there and getting a tackle. As the Atlanta Falcons win at home, they beat the Rams 27-24 on a late field goal. The Falcons, though eliminated, have played very well here down the stretch. In fact, they've won three in a row. They just beat the playoff-bound Rams.
Hey.
So the Falcons get a nice win in that one there. Let's go to college women's basketball. Wichita State opens up conference play at Tulsa tonight. And the Shocker ladies have got to figure out a way to win games that are not played in Wichita. They have lost 13 straight games away from town. Let's get that streak done with. At Tulsa tonight to open up the conference, 6:15. Live radio coverage begins tonight. Pat Strathman will have the call on 103.7 KEYN for Wichita State women's basketball. Pro basketball in the NBA yesterday, the Golden State Warriors go on the road to Brooklyn, beat the Nets 120-107. Off the bench for the Warriors, Buddy Hield out of Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. 6 points, 3 rebounds, a couple of steals. 3-for-3 shooting from 2-point range. The Warriors won 4 of their last 5. They're in the number 8 spot in the Western Conference. And the Miami Heat win at home. They beat the Denver Nuggets 147-123. In the starting lineup for the Heat, former Kansas Jayhawk Andrew Wiggins. He was all over the place. 19 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 3 blocked shots, and he made 4 three-pointers. What a night for Andrew Wiggins as the Heat puts up 147 points. 3 wins in a row for Miami. They're in the number 6 spot in the Eastern Conference. Happy birthday today to my nephew, Evan. He's 22 years old today. Happy birthday, Evan. He's recently been attending North Texas, the Mean Green.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rival to the Shockers there. So happy birthday to my nephew, Evan. 22 today. How about that? And he is a big fan of Mr. Pibb, just like his uncle, Theodore.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
you love
two,
the Pibb.
You two have a common bond.
Yeah. I think it's in our DNA. How about that? There you go. That is sports. And that's brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. It's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Hey, bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here. East near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for House Call for Health. How to stay safe while shoveling snow. Plus, we have traffic and weather on the way. With Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, 7:30. Steve and Tim here. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 16 degrees. Congress set a unique record in 2025.
The first year of the 119th Congress saw just over 60 bills passed and signed into law. The previous 118th Congress passed around 150 bills, the lowest since the 1980s, and the current Congress is on track to pass even less. Much of the Senate's floor time was focused on confirming President Trump's nominees, while Republicans also spent much of 2025 trying to pass President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, containing the president's agenda on taxes and Medicaid reform. The Republican-controlled Congress will try to pass spending bills to avoid a government shutdown to start 2026, while also trying to codify some of President Trump's executive orders. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A 9-hour standoff ended with one man in custody in northwest Kansas in Goodland. Standoff began Sunday night after Highway Patrol troopers responded to a situation at a home in the area of 4th and Caldwell. Officers learned that a man was trying to stab a woman with a knife, causing cuts to her hand. She was able to get out of the residence and go to a hospital. The suspect was later taken into custody just before 7:30 yesterday morning.
A tragic Christmas day for a family in Oklahoma.
It was a Christmas present to himself, a .45 caliber handgun that 33-year-old Cody Wayne Adams was firing at a can in his yard in Comanche, Oklahoma. Now he's charged with first-degree manslaughter after a stray bullet wound up hitting his neighbor, who was sitting on a porch holding a child several blocks away. A call came in. Police responded to the shooting, but the victim was pronounced dead about 20 minutes later. Adams booked into jail, later released on a $100,000 bond. He's set to appear in court February 25th. First-degree manslaughter is punishable by up to life in prison in Oklahoma. John Saucier, Fox News.
The nation's first-ever domestic violence registry will be active at the start of the new year.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed Savannah's law this past spring, establishing an active domestic violence registry as of January 1st. The law says if someone's convicted of domestic violence and has at least one prior conviction, their picture, date of birth, and name will be on the registry. The person will have to stay on the registry for anywhere from 5 to 20 years, depending on the number of prior convictions. Roughly $500,000 was budgeted for the registry and will be required annually to pay for an attorney, two intelligence analysts, and an accounting technician. The law is named after Deputy Savannah Puckett, who was murdered by an estranged boyfriend who had multiple prior domestic violence convictions. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News 2026 will be another good year for visitors and sports.
The city was named a best sports event host city in the nation. And again, we had the figure skating, we had the NCAA, and we continue to get these major championships like youth soccer. So I am really grateful that our community comes together around sports.
And Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS. Now the forecast with meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, it's another cold start to the day with wake-up temperatures in the teens and feel like temperatures in the single digits, but later today we will be warming up, a high of 52 degrees with those sunny to mostly sunny skies, winds from the southwest at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. Later tonight, temperatures drop to about 26 degrees with those mostly clear skies. Heading into your New Year's Eve, mostly sunny skies, a high of 55 degrees. Then as we head into New Year's Day, temperatures take a slight dip into those upper 40s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now a clear sky, south wind at 7 miles per hour, 16 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:33 here on a Tuesday morning. It's time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Good to be with you.
No meeting tomorrow, but have you been, are you making any New Year's resolutions?
You know, I'm actually a goal setter. I think a lot about these things and strategic planning. And this is year 15 that I have taken what I loosely call a sabbatical from about the 23rd or 24th, usually of December, all the way to the first Monday of January. And I spend that time really just kind of reflecting and goal setting and doing some strategy stuff. And it's a really, really healthy time for me and a time that I've always really look forward to every single year. So I have been talking a lot and thinking a lot about 2025 and the things we accomplished there, and then 2026 and what we want to accomplish in 2026. So it's been a good few weeks for me.
What do you think is one or two accomplishments you'd like to talk about during the current year, 2025?
Well, there's been a lot. You know, we have we've done a lot of things. County's been really, really busy. You know, and the biggest things is really in the behavioral health spaces. You know, as you know, that we've got a $100 million mental health hospital coming to Wichita. We've got a $300 million biomed campus with Wichita State and KU coming to downtown Wichita that'll help supply a pipeline of much needed medical practitioners and professionals and mental health professionals. We've got a Comcare crisis expansion that's really going to modernize and pivot to meet the needs. That's a $20 million deal that the county's got. We've modernized 911 in many, many ways to really meet the current needs of what the community has and the inputs that are coming into that system. That was a major investment. But the biggest thing I'm proud of, really not just this last year, but the last few years, is we've stabilized the workforce at Sedgwick County. You know, we had, from 2020 on, there was significant staffing challenges. Lost a third of our paramedics with EMS, was only at 64% staffing at 911. All of that has changed. We're over 93% staffing at the county now. And because of that stability, all the outputs that we measure, response times, call times, overtime, things of that sort, all of that has changed for the better. So I'm really, really proud of the effort that, that the county management and the county commissioners and the leadership from my colleagues on the county commission. I'm really, really proud of the things we've done, not just in 2025, but really the last few years.
It sounds like you've done everything and there's nothing left to do.
Well, that's what I was thinking. This sabbatical might. You know what, Steve? I got a heck of an idea. I'm going with you, bud. I'm retiring too. I've accomplished all I need to do, and I think I'll ride off into the sunset with you.
Okay. Seriously, you got anything top of your mind you want to try to do in the coming year? You want to share with us?
Oh yeah, I got a lot, man. And we do have a lot from the commission's angle. Because there's a county is a political subdivision of the state. So we've got a lot of work we need to do with our state legislature and the tag offices and the appraiser processes. You know, I talk loudly about the corrections funding, and we've been working with the Department of Corrections on new funding formulas. When we talk about modernization, you know, all organizations have to pivot over time. You know, in private business, if my organization doesn't pivot and reform, the market doesn't reward me. Well, government doesn't always work at the same sense of urgency on pivoting and modernizing. And so our commission and our county leadership has been really laser focused on, hey, how do we make the reforms necessary to meet the modern needs of our county? Our county's changing. We're becoming more of an urban county year by year. So we're talking a lot about, hey, how do we reduce our dependence on property taxes? How do we look at some of the juvenile issues that we're having in the community, with the foster care and juvenile corrections? And as you see, every day it feels like we're seeing more juvenile crime in our community. And you know, how do we address this? And how do we make policy that's directed more towards connecting to healthy families? You know, how do we have functional relationships with our 20 cities in Sedgwick County? You know, the things that we can share more services on, from things like parks and cultural assets all the way up to the fire departments and public works and townships. You know, there's just things that we can do to modernize. And I'm a bit obsessed with that type of effort, really. And I think it's going to take that type of effort and focus to make sure that we're modernizing what we do in Sedgwick County to make sure that our families and our businesses and the entire community is positioned for prosperity moving forward.
And the talk has resumed on a possible Northwest Wichita Expressway. Where are we at that on that today?
Yeah, great question. This is another one of those visionary projects as we're looking forward and say, how do we modernize and meet the needs, not just of the current needs, but the future needs, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years out. And as we know, you know, as I mentioned, these areas that used to be rural parts of our county are no longer rural. The two fastest growing cities in the entire state are Mays and Goddard. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we're looking at transportation, not just for ease of transportation, but for safety. you know, this proposed route where Northwest Expressway would go, there's over 2,000 houses being developed in this area. So the traffic on these rural roads it's going to continue to increase. So there's safety issues there. So we're working right now with the state of Kansas and Kansas Department of Transportation to do a major investment study. And that study will be to us probably in the summer of 2026 that will help us really line up next steps. It would be a little, probably too aggressive to start dumping a bunch more money into this project until we actually get this MIS so we know exactly what we're dealing with and what this project would look like. So we're on a bit of a holding pattern as we wait for that, but that was a big step to get KDOT to do that study for us and for our community. So we're waiting for that, and once we have that in the summer, we'll have the right approach for the next steps.
And where are we at on finding a new home for Sedgwick County offices?
We have finalized the deal with Envision. It's on Main Street, right across the street from our 911 facility. This is a deal that actually came together quite nicely. So we'll be moving in 2027 as we start the remodel. So hopefully by the end of 2026, early 2027, we'll start that move and we'll exit the Ruffin facilities, which we're leasing right now. We had to leave the courthouse so we can make room for the DA and the court system. So we've been in Ruffin for the last few years, and we'll leave that in Sedgwick County Administrative Services, and we'll have a new home over right there in the government center with Wichita City Hall and 911 and some of the things that we have going on down there. So it's a good move, and we're excited about it.
I want to thank you for being with us here the past year and on Tuesday mornings to bring us up to date on what's going on in the county. I feel like you have shared a lot of great information about what goes on in the county and how it works. And if people have been listening, they'll get an idea of what their tax money is going for and how you all are working to try to reduce the tax level, all the good things are going. But I just want to thank you personally and professionally for doing this. It's amazing. I've never met you face to face. And at some time, we probably ought to do that. But that's the beauty of radio. You don't have to see me, and you can just talk when you're on the phone. But
there you go. Well, I'd enjoy that, Steve, a lot. I want to say it's been 2 years now. I've been commissioner and chair for 2 years straight, so we've been meeting on Tuesday mornings for 2 years. And but Steve, I want to thank you personally for what you've done in radio, and it's quite a career—the tenure in radio and what you've done. I joke that I've been on Tuesday mornings for the last couple of years, but for 10 or 12 years, man, every morning, you guys are my morning drive. And I've enjoyed the show, much like a lot of people in our community. So I want to thank you, Steve, for your service and congratulate you on retirement. You've done great things for this community. And Ted, I'm really excited about your new format and the show, and we'll keep listening and we'll stay excited with what you're doing. So Steve and Ted is a legacy deal here in our community, and you guys have earned every bit of it. We really, really do appreciate you.
Well, thank you for those kind words. And we'll talk with you. Somebody will talk with you next week. And hey, you seem like a really good guy. You got a nice family and plenty of energy, and you like baseball. So what could be better than that, huh?
It's purely American, buddy.
We have checked all the boxes. We checked all the boxes. So there you go. All right, sir. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good news from Textron Aviation Defense. That's right. Kirk Semenoff with the Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 746 and 16 degrees. Three big things. 18-year-old man charged in the fatal shooting of another 18-year-old in southwest Wichita. Police are investigating the shooting of two teens in northeast Wichita. Another U.S. boat strike kills two alleged drug runners in international waters. 107 have been killed since September. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Taking a look at the traffic cameras here in Wichita this morning, I did notice that the traffic volumes did kind of spike a little bit about 30 minutes ago or so. Traffic volumes really didn't seem to be, or seemed to be abnormally light out there this morning. Didn't really see too much in the way of traffic on the crowding up the highways. And so things right now in the Wichita area are already starting to get a little bit better as far as traffic volumes are concerned. Right now, we do have quite a bit of traffic around 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Just some heavy traffic in that area at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 50 degrees after yesterday's high of 34. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 29. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 55 degrees. Now a clear sky. South wind at 7 miles per hour, 16 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A jury has found a Wisconsin judge guilty of felony obstruction.
This is Fox on Justice. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan is now a convicted felon after a jury found her guilty of interfering with federal agents trying to arrest an illegal immigrant outside her courtroom in April. Dugan's high-powered defense team ultimately didn't put up much of a defense, calling just four witnesses and making their case in less than an hour before handing it over to the jury. The verdict marks a major victory for the Trump administration, which has vowed to prosecute any officials who obstruct immigration enforcement. Here's Brad Schimmel, the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, after the verdict came down.
I don't see her as a victim. She made choices. She knew what the policy was and the policy was not.
Dugan is facing up to 5 years in prison, a fine of up to $250,000, and as a convicted felon, she legally will no longer be allowed to serve as a judge in Wisconsin. I'm Garrett Tenney, Fox News.
Stocks ended down Monday, kicking off the last partial trading week of the year.
Chip giant NVIDIA now has a $5 billion stake in Intel. It's a major boost for Intel after falling behind rivals like NVIDIA and TSMC by missing out on the AI boom and becoming complacent with outdated tech. Data centers are rapidly expanding, and SoftBank has jumped on the bandwagon. The Japanese conglomerate has agreed to pay $4 billion to acquire Digital Bridge. The Florida-based investment firm that's focus is data centers. The annual Santa Claus rally not so merry as stocks retreated Monday, the Dow ending down 249, S&P 500 down 24, NASDAQ down 119. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Good news from Textron Aviation Defense. That story coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Textron Aviation Defense continues to grow its portfolio, and it's finalized a deal to sell pilot training aircraft to the Japanese military, made its first contract to deliver Beechcraft T-6JP Texan II aircraft. The Wichita subsidiary of Textron, Inc. agreed to deliver two military training aircraft to Japan's Air Self-Defense Force by 2029, and it will include pilot training materials. The deal was made with Japan's Kanamatsu Corporation, which has a long partnership with Textron Aviation. Financial terms not disclosed. Florida-based energy company NextEra has already acquired a 132,000-square-foot warehouse in South Wichita, and now the company is expanding its presence in Sumner County with a battery energy storage system and a solar complex near US 160 in Oxford. The $190 million investment will take up a year to construct, with an initial 150 megawatts as the byproduct, with an eventual 300 megawatts that could be enough to power thousands of homes. Battery storage systems can help strengthen electric grid reliability with backup power and quick responses to changes in demand. NextEra already operates a wind farm in Sumner County. And while the state's $2.8 billion in star bonds it will provide for the Kansas City Chiefs' new Dome Stadium is a record, another record has come from it. Google searches. Online search interest in this term star bonds last week soared to a record high compared to any previous point since 2004, which is as far back as Google Trends tracks those terms. Searches for what star bonds are and all were all about were most prevalent in the Kansas City area, but also strong in Topeka and the Wichita area. With the Chiefs Stadium, 70% of the stadium will be repaid with incremental sales taxes over 30 years in an area of Wyandotte and Johnson counties that spans about 293 square miles. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
That looks like Andy Reid's going to be coming back next year to coach the Chiefs. How about that? You know?
And he'll probably pay some sales taxes in Wyandotte and Johnson County.
Yeah, he would have to, yes. Gather around the old frying pan, everybody, because today is National Bacon Day. an incredible and versatile food. You can eat it on a burger, or if you're ready for a major calorie fest, or if you can crumble it over a salad if you're trying to be kind of healthy. You can even make it a star of the show by simply pairing it up with eggs. What's better than eggs and bacon, huh? How about that? Or that's my favorite, really, I guess, is the BLT. I like the BLT. So there you go. Okay, Kirk, where are you on bacon? Are you a big bacon fan?
I'm a big bacon fan, but I will tell you, my daughter is not, because about a dozen years ago, we had some neighbors who liked to throw kind of strange parties, and they threw a bacon party where you had to bring something that had bacon as an ingredient.
Yeah.
And by the end of that party, our daughter was so sick of bacon.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And that she has sworn it off for the rest of her life.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay. Well, I'm a fan, but not a big fan. I don't think you should put bacon on a hamburger. I just think that's sacrilegious.
No bacon cheeseburger for you. Eh?
Nope. Just a plain old cheeseburger without the bacon. But again, BLT is a great sandwich. Hard to say. Yeah. Hard to argue with that. All right,
I'll
sir.
Argue with it.
Okay, great.
I could do without the L and
oh,
T.
Oh, yeah. I remember now that you're not a big BLT fan there. So you just leave off the everything else and just have a bacon
sandwich.
Sign
me up for the B. Mm-hmm.
He's a real purist, Kirk. All right. So. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and I'm sure you're planning some sort of big party. I've probably been down to the local liquor store to grab a lot of a big case of champagne, right? And gonna be staying up late and in your jammies and everything, right? No,
dude, if I'm up by 10 o'clock, it will.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's been a good night.
Just another exciting night for Kirk Sevenoff, huh?
You betcha, baby.
All right. We'll talk more about that tomorrow as we get closer to the hour itself. Thank you, Kirk. We'll check with you next hour here this morning. Kirk Sevenoff from the Wichita Business Journal. Twice a morning, he joins Steve and Ted right here on KNSS. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, stay with us. We'll have the latest on two teens shot in Northeast Wichita. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yes.
We do have the Shocker women basketball team in action to open up conference play tonight. So we'll preview that coming up in sports.
Plus, how about entertainment news? The Blur's on the way, too.
Yeah, we got some good stuff in the Blur, including a comedian who will have a nice, sarcastic take on what's going on in TikTok these days. I think you're going to really enjoy it.
All right. So
that'll be entertainment news in the Blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.